Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Practical Guide to Healing Avoidant Attachment by Isabel Arora is a relationship and personal growth workbook focused on avoidant attachment patterns. Instead of treating avoidance as coldness or a character flaw, the book frames emotional distance as a protective strategy shaped by earlier relational experiences and reinforced by the nervous system's drive for safety. Its purpose is practical help readers understand why they shut down, detach, or over-intellectualize intimacy, and then offer gentle steps to build more secure connection without forcing vulnerability or sacrificing independence, written in an accessible style that minimizes therapy jargon. It emphasizes doable tools, such as reflection prompts and body-based practices that support regulation during closeness, conflict, or emotional exposure. The overall tone is calm and non-judgmental, aiming to reduce shame while still encouraging meaningful change. The book's central promise is that secure attachment is not about becoming more dependent, but about becoming safer inside your own body so that intimacy, needs, and repair feel possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing avoidant attachment as protection, not a personality defect. A central contribution of the book is the reframe that avoidant attachment is a protective strategy rather than evidence that someone is uncaring. By presenting withdrawal, shutdown, and emotional distancing as learned defenses, the book encourages readers to replace self-criticism with curiosity. This matters because shame often keeps avoidant patterns in place. If distance is treated as a flaw, people are more likely to double down on self-reliance and minimize needs. Arora, instead, positions avoidant behaviors as responses that once served a purpose, especially in environments where emotional expression did not feel safe or supported. From that starting point, change becomes less about forcing yourself to be different and more about updating your internal safety signals. The book also validates a common avoidant dilemma: wanting closeness, while simultaneously feeling tense, trapped, or overwhelmed by it. By naming this push-pull experience without judgment, the reader can begin tracking what triggers deactivation and what helps them stay present. The result is a framework that supports accountability without blame, making the work feel safer and more sustainable. Secondly, nervous system safety as the foundation for intimacy, rather than pushing readers into immediate emotional exposure. The book emphasizes nervous system regulation as the foundation for healthier attachment. The premise is straightforward: when the body reads closeness as danger, the mind will rationalize distance, numbness, or escape. A trauma-informed approach, therefore, starts by increasing the capacity to feel safe while staying connected. Arora highlights practical, body-based strategies aimed at reducing overwhelm in real time, helping readers notice early signs of shutdown and respond before disconnection becomes the only option. This nervous system focus also explains why insight alone often fails. Many people can identify their pattern yet still freeze, go blank, or become irritable when conflict arises. By prioritizing regulation, the book shifts the goal from perform vulnerability to build tolerance for closeness in small increments. It supports readers who are busy or easily overloaded by offering simple practices that can be used during everyday moments, not only in deep conversations. The overall message is that secure relating grows when the body learns that connection can be calm, paced, and repairable. Thirdly, gentle, structured exercises that reduce emotional walls step by step. The book is designed as a practical guide, not just a conceptual overview, and it relies on exercises and reflection prompts to translate ideas into behavior. This structure is especially important for avoidant readers who may overanalyze relationships while staying emotionally distant. Guided prompts help move from abstract understanding to specific self-observation, such as identifying typical shutdown cues, mapping common relationship triggers, and noticing the internal stories that justify withdrawal. The tone aims to be approachable and realistic, emphasizing small experiments over dramatic transformations. Instead of asking for sudden, intense disclosure, the practices encourage incremental openness that protects autonomy while still building trust. The book also avoids heavy jargon, which can make attachment work feel intimidating or clinical. By keeping the tool simple and focused on lived experience, it lowers the barrier to starting and staying consistent. The overall effect is a stepwise process: build awareness, practice regulation, try new relational behaviors in low-stakes ways, then reflect and adjust. That loop helps readers create momentum without forcing themselves into situations that feel unsafe. Fourthly, balancing closeness and independence without collapsing into extremes. A major theme is that healing avoidant attachment should not require abandoning independence. Many avoidantly attached people fear that intimacy will lead to loss of self, engulfment, or constant demands. Arora addresses this tension directly and positions secure attachment as a both and state connection plus autonomy, intimacy plus boundaries. The book helps readers distinguish between healthy space and defensive distance. Healthy space is chosen, communicated, and restorative. Defensive distance is automatic, unspoken, and often followed by numbness or regret. By clarifying that difference, the reader can pursue alone time without using it to punish, control, or disappear. The book also supports pacing, encouraging readers to take closeness in tolerable doses, rather than swinging between over-involvement and abrupt withdrawal. This approach can be especially helpful in partnerships where one person pursues and the other distances, since it offers a way to create predictability and reduce misinterpretation. Ultimately, the message is that independence does not have to be traded for love. The goal is to build relationships where needs, limits, and closeness can coexist without panic or shutdown. Lastly, staying present in conflict and practicing repair instead of shutdown. Avoidant patterns often show up most strongly during conflict, when emotional intensity rises and the nervous system shifts toward protection. The book speaks to experiences many readers recognize: going quiet, feeling suddenly numb, wanting to end the conversation, or mentally checking out while appearing calm. Aurora frames these reactions as understandable responses, then points readers toward skills that make conflict less threatening. The emphasis is on remaining emotionally present enough to communicate, even if the conversation must be slowed down. This includes recognizing early signs of deactivation and using grounding strategies to prevent escalation into withdrawal. The book also promotes a repair-oriented mindset. Secure relating is not defined by never getting triggered, but by having ways to return, clarify, and reconnect after disconnection. For avoidant readers, repair can mean practicing small, specific statements that keep a relational bridge intact, naming overwhelm, asking for a pause, and returning when regulated. By treating conflict as a place to build trust rather than a sign that closeness is unsafe, the book offers a pathway out of repeated cycles of distance. Over time, these skills support relationships that feel steadier and less exhausting. In conclusion, A Practical Guide to Healing Avoidant Attachment is best suited for adults who recognize avoidant or mixed patterns in themselves, especially those who shut down during conflict, keep partners at arm's length, or feel trapped by expectations of constant emotional availability. It is also relevant for readers who are tired of overthinking their relationships and want grounded steps that feel emotionally safe. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of avoidance as a protective nervous system response, paired with accessible tools that help readers stay present, regulate overwhelm, and build connection in manageable increments. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent, trauma-informed frame that reduces moralizing and replaces it with an explanation of how safety and intimacy interact. What helps it stand out in the crowded attachment category is its emphasis on no shame and no forced vulnerability, along with the consistent focus on nervous system safety and independence. Many attachment books inadvertently make avoidant readers feel judged or pressured to disclose more than they can tolerate. This guide positions growth as a paced process, encouraging boundaries, self-respect, and small repeatable practices. For readers seeking a calm, approachable workbook-style path toward more secure relationships, it offers a practical starting point that does not require becoming a different person. If you would like to support Isabel Aurora, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.